Well, wealthy New Yorkers already give a lot to political campaigns, and the Supreme Court ruled on Wednesday they can give a lot more. The court's 5-4 decision does away with limits on the number of candidates and committees to whom donors can give money in federal elections. Here to help us understand what the decision means is Cynthia Darrison, a longtime Democratic fundraiser who also teaches a course on campaign finance at New York University. Good morning, Cynthia.
Hi, how are you?
So I'm good, thank you. You know, you've said you've raised over $100 million for political candidates over the years.
Yes.
What does this Supreme Court decision mean for political fundraisers such as yourself?
Well, when I first started doing political fundraising, there weren't the aggregate giving limits, and then they were imposed, and now they're back off. Keep in mind that most people give maybe $10 here, $100 there, and that's about it in terms of political contributions. But there is a group of people around the country who can afford to give a lot more. Up until now, most recently, they've had to limit how many federal campaigns they could give to. This Supreme Court decision changes that and enables them to give directly to more federal candidates for the House and the Senate and to more campaign committees, whether it's a state party's federal campaign account or the Democratic National Committee or the Republican Senate Campaign Committee and so on and so forth. It gives the donor the ability to spend more, but in a way, it's not necessarily more because they might have been giving money to independent expenditure committees or nonprofits that are political activity, and now they can give more directly to candidates and party committees.
So how much more money do you think we'll be seeing flowing into our elections?
I think that the independent expenditure committees will still try to compete for that for those dollars, but in some ways it's a reapportionment of a redistribution of money that goes directly to candidates and the on-the-ground campaign committees that can spend it probably most efficiently.
So you're basically saying we're not going to be seeing a lot more money going into these elections.
I suspect there'll be a slight rise, but instead it's just really more of a redistribution.
Okay. Haven't there already been a lot of loopholes so that, you know, the rich could essentially give whatever they wanted? I mean,
Absolutely.
This might not really matter in the end.
Absolutely. And what this does that I like is that it puts the money back under the federal regulatory system, which requires disclosure. So we'll be able to see who's giving money directly to candidates. That money will come back to candidates or to party committees, and it will be disclosed. In my opinion, full disclosure is the best campaign finance reform.
Now, there are still limits at the state level, including here in New York. Does the decision at the federal level call these state limits into question at all? I mean, what is this going to mean for New York state campaigns?
Well, keep in mind that when you talk about state limits in New York, the limit of how much money you can give to individual candidates is so high. For the governor's race, for example, you can give something like $55,000. And it was just individuals who had that aggregate giving limit of $150,000 to any and all state and local campaigns. And that it does. This Supreme Court decision does call that into question.
Now, you teach a class in political fundraising at NYU. How are you going to change your course, or are you going to be changing your course at all after Wednesday's decision?
I think I'm going to focus more on how donors can be more creative in how they're giving. For example, let's say supporters of Hillary Clinton who want to help her if, assuming, you know, she runs in 2006, they can spend more on contributions to House and Senate candidates around the country where a strong showing by that particular House or Senate candidate will help boost Hillary Clinton. They can give more to state parties in states where a Clinton campaign would need to bring a big turnout to the polls.
Interesting. All right,
Cynthia. So it's about strategic giving on the donor's part as well, and campaign fundraisers will have to take that into account and make their appeal accordingly to the donors.
So it opens up the options as to how you can use your massive money.
Absolutely.
Cynthia Darrison is a longtime Democratic fundraiser who also teaches a course on campaign finance at NYU. Thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you for having me.